fuck it. Your daddy ain't the only nigga I wanna fuck with. I ride that nigga so I can be your stepmom.
I'm lean like Mr. Clean up in this bitch. You want a sandwich? Welcome, welcome, welcome to this week's long edition of Pal Talk, Real Talk. We are your hosts, Henny and Malay.
Hi, Henny.
Hi, Malay. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Actually, I'm not great.
You're not that great?
I'm not that great.
What's going on?
Man.
You got a little itch in your titty? A little flow?
A little nibs on the nipples?
Crumple of the dumple?
A little handshake on the jizz? Nah, all jokes aside.
What's got you itty bitty and gritty? Like a titty.
Mom, my titties ain't doing
what's
so
gritty?
Good. Gravity be hitting them hard.
Oh no.
Just kidding, they're not. They're
saggy
great.
Saggy titties matter.
They shall do.
It's not
about them anymore. It's actually, you guys, I've been feeling like quite sad because I'm so confused about a situation.
What happened? Talk to us.
So I met somebody who I know.
Pause the fuck. Emily actually meet people?
Emily actually talks to boys.
It's a man?
It's a man.
Is it a boy?
It's a man.
It's a man.
Well, it's a boy and
like,
a man.
Is he a man's man?
He's my bitch.
Oh.
Just kidding. No, I've met a boy and a man, if that makes sense.
A boy and a man. Care to tell us the story? Because okay. It sounds interesting now.
So,
my like soap opera tinsels are tingling.
Okay, so here's what went down. A couple weeks ago, I was at a grocery store and I was picking up an apples or whatever. My mom told me to get apples. My family likes apples. So I was getting apples.
And I'm with it.
So on my way to get apples, I bump carts with some guy. And then he's like, hey. And I look up and I'm like, damn. It's more than a hey. This is a hello.
You had Lionel Richie in your head?
Yes.
So inspiring.
Yeah. So we ended up exchanging numbers and everything. And then a couple weeks later, we hung out. We went bowling. It was really fun. I'm a professional bowler on the sideline that I don't tell people about. But I'm actually pretty good at bowling. So we went bowling. We're having a good time. And then the more we talked and then kind of months by. So we kind of started dating.
Were you guys exclusive?
Yeah. On his end.
What do you mean on his end?
I mean, my boyfriend got a girlfriend, but I'm single.
Your boyfriend got a girlfriend, but I'm single.
Spread it out. Yeah. So then after me and him, so we kind of started dating and then it got like really serious. And then he said, hey, I would really like you to meet my family. And I'm like, usually.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is quick too. Because
it isn't like. It seems quick, but it was like when you know you in love, you know you're in love. It's like, why waste each other's time when you can look?
Emily got bit by the love bug.
I know, right?
I'm shook.
Trying to blow a joke. Okay, anyways. So I ended up getting to meet his family. And there's just, the problem kind of lies there. Is when I met his family, something happened.
What happened?
My eyes and my heart caught his dad.
Oh my god.
Dude,
your head turned.
His dad is so fine.
Your head turned for his father.
Oh my gosh. His dad and I, it was like, and by the way, his father is single. So
oh my god.
I'm allowed to say hi. I feel like I should say hi. I don't mind being a stepmom.
It's iffy because, you're dating.
I'm not dating him anymore. I saw his dad and that relationship ended.
So did you end up talking to the dad?
I said, hey, hi. The dad doesn't know much about how I feel, honestly. So I thought
that you could sing.
I might want to rap how I feel about his father.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been,
Can I be a singer?
Yeah, you can hit the chorus for me if you want.
That's so sweet, Emily. I didn't think that we were in that level of our relationship. I mean, I'm always the lead and the singer in my songs about a boy and his father.
I've always connected. Wait, hold up. But I've always connected. I just don't want to, rap anything to him. I've always connected with, I felt really connected with, Jeezy and Neo. And when Jeezy was singing, it's my favorite song. It's called shoot.
You don't even know the song.
I don't even know, but it's Jeezy, Can't Live Without You, Can't Something. But I've always, when I like rap music and I like when thugs sing their heart out and they have like, even with like Neo and Plies, like Busted Baby, like Plies was rapping and then even Hypnotized with Akon. Akon was doing the chorus.
You got me so hypnotized the way you're wilding around. They don't make music like that anymore. Jumping.
Anyways, they don't make music like that anymore. I want to express how I feel about his father.
Okay. So are we about to have a music video montage right now?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody dream about this because Malay is about to take you away.
On a ride.
On a ride.
From a man's dad.
Ooh. Your daddy got me in heat. You're now listening to some PTRT. And I want to tell you, your daddy got me in heat. I wanna confess that I messed up a lot on some dirt trying to outrun the law. No Jerry Springer, but I gotta tell you now, I want you and your daddy next to me. Boy, you seem to love me now. Would you love me if I was down on the other side of town with your dad sitting right beside me?
No. Nothing is wrong. I'm just calling. I don't know how to say this, but I think that you and I, you know, I just don't feel it no more. No, it's not your fault. It's just things have changed.
If I fell in love with your dad, would you still love me? If I became your stepmom, would you still hug me? If I got pregnant and didn't know who the daddy was, could I count on both of y'all to support me financially? If I went back to you after your dad, would you hate me, fake your death, and put the blame on me?
I know. It's just, we've been together for so long, and it's not like I expect my feelings to change. It is what it is. I'm gonna need you to accept it. I'm gonna need you to move on with your life. I'm trying to do what's best for me, what's best for us. And that's your dad. I'm in love with your dad. I'm beyond in love with your dad. All I think about is him.
Yeah, I got an album. How many? But I'm not a rapper.
And so that's how you feel.
That's how I feel.
How you feel. You really want to, you answered a lot of questions to a guy about his dad.
Just a little soap opera. It came to me. Listen, it was just how I was feeling. And oh, I don't know, God. I pictured, you know, his, I was writing Mrs. So-and-so, but it wasn't
the
love.
Wait, what's your name anyway about the song? Because now you actually have a full-fledged song. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want Curtis Jackson to sue us. We're not even that cool yet.
We're but, far from being cool.
So he can't sue us. So focus that energy on Tiara Marie and the money she owes you, 50. Please don't come to us.
I don't want to hear about it. But yeah, that's how I feel about his father. And wow. I hope you guys enjoy it. And I will catch you.
I just have a couple questions,
yes,
actually.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Huh. You never described what this dad looked like. I mean, you described everything that he would do for you. And you described how you feel about him. But what does he look like? Give me an image so that I could actually have... I should have just, like, I can rewind right now.
He's a dad. Like, if you can see a dad, he's a dad.
Does he have a hot bod?
Hell
like Chris
no.
Hemsworth bod?
No, he has a dad bod. A man with a belly.
I like men
I
with bellies.
I want to show a love to a man with a belly.
We love men with bellies.
It's like, you look more pregnant than I could ever.
And ain't that seriously, sexy?
That's how he's a dad. He got glasses because I'm not going to lie. Men in glasses got me so weak that I can't see.
I get so weak in the knees for you, dad. I want to call you dad.
So if you guys were in, The Price is Right. Let's make a deal. All right.
Okay, cool.
Let me put it in Let's Make a Deal terms. If you guys were in Let's Make a Deal and there's door one, door two, door three. Door one is the boy who that you used to date. You know, another door is the door that's the dad. And
dad. Because you know why? I could never, if you're, if
and
the,
the
dad,
and then
I'll tell
there's
you
a middle door or there's a hypothetical door that's all of it. Would you do, which door would you do? I'm talking, would you do, there's the door with the boy, the door with the dad, and the door with both.
Damn.
Because if you're going to have your cake, you might as well eat the icing too.
So I'll tell you, I would choose door number two because here's my theory on it. Okay. If your dad can make somebody as handsome as you and I'm attracted to you, I might as well go to the original, like the man behind the work.
So you know,
why go to the work when I can go to the man behind the work?
I see.
He's the prize. It's the pops I gotta go for.
At the end of the day, the only thing that matters is the initial offspring, the original head honcho. What about if his dad was cute? What if the dad's dad? What about grandpa?
I have a
vibes?
Limit. Grandpa, I have a limit.
What is it? GILF lives only.
I have a limit.
So no GILF.
Men in their 40s.
We stick with the 40s.
Look, men in their 40s hit a prime.
What about 60?
No.
You can't push 60.
Henny, I'm good.
You have met some fine 60-year-olds.
Where?
I mean, there's George Clooney.
Okay, that's Hollywood 60. That's Hollywood 60.
You never even described this dad to us. How are we supposed to figure out all of that from the fact that he got a little dad bod on him?
So he's
like... What color is he? Is he black? Is he white?
He's my heart.
What?
That's the color. He's my heart. It's when I look at him, I see my heart. When he smiles, I see my kids.
So you don't see his kid? You just see...
I see our offspring.
This is a soap opera.
Yeah.
Indeed.
But, you know.
Twisty turns. So he faked his death because he was so fucking sick of you for choosing his dad over him after he gave you his world.
We never said he gave me his world. We were just talking.
Did you at least collect his life insurance check? If you're out here.
I'm on a will now. So brand new.
Because Daddy Dearest has a will.
Yeah. So I'm going to act brand new. I'm on a will, you guys. I've never been on a will before. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying I get everything.
Okay.
I'm about to become a stepmom. My life is like perfect.
Perfect. I'm actually
love
really happy
comes
for you.
When you least
expect it.
Looking at his dad.
Yeah, love come when you least expect it. You might end up liking the guy, but it could be the dad the whole time.
It's always the dad.
It's always the dad.
Before you date anybody, meet the family. Meet the family.
Family is first stage. Then you go.
You gotta hit him with that text.
Like, yeah, let's date.
After you meet, my thing is before you make it official, just be like, let me meet your family.
So that you don't make the mistake of picking the guy.
You know how they always... Actually, you know how, you know how they always say, like, when you're dating a guy and then you meet his group of friends and you're like,
oh, you get so mad because you just got the ugly one?
No, that's never happened to me because you know why?
You always cheat on him for the dad.
No, I don't cheat. I'm not a cheater. I break up with people and then go to the dad. But anyways, you know how they say that the group of friends, like, in that case, I think it's so boring because I feel like if you date a guy, why would I want to be interested in his friends? Because his friends are already a representation of him. Why go for the same? Look up and go for the father.
Look up.
Look up.
He's up there.
He's up there. If you look, stop looking at the friends.
Because
start looking at the dad.
Set. You know, if you think
it's
about
it. It's not about finance, but
it seems
I got to get my bills paid.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, why look at the moon when I can see the stars?
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you'd be so caught up. The moon is so huge, but you ain't seen the background of the moon, which is the stars.
But the moon is
it's
the stars.
It's the stars. It's the stars. All right.
Now, well, thank you for sharing everything with us. You know, I feel like I'm always oversharing, but now that you have come apart the oversharing crew, like, I like this. I could use a little bit more of this music. What's your name anyway? Your artist name?
AK the author.
AK the author. And that was a segment brought from AK the author.
It won't be the last time.
It won't be the last time. Thank you for sharing what grinds your gears.
Thanks.
And your ultimate love story. Talk about today's episode. The topic of the episode is
called this episode of Pal Talk Real Talk is called When the Good is Good and the Bad is dot dot dot
dun dun dun
dun dun and the bad is ugh.
Bum bum bum.
I came around this topic when I was having a conversation with somebody and they talked about how they've known somebody for the past 6 years and they can't decide if this person is a good person or a bad person.
Hmm.
And it got me thinking because it's not like the first time I've heard people say, like, when they describe somebody and you're like, is this a good person or a bad person? They go, like there's a hesitation on how they're describing this person. And I was like, I kind of, when it comes to people, I'm really great at reading them and I take no BS. That's why I'm great at reading people.
Mm.
So I was thinking, let me help you out on how to know if somebody is actually like a good person.
We like Emily etiquettes.
Thanks. Oh, this is so sweet.
Emily's etiquette.
Yeah. So this is how you would know. So these are five signs to tell you if you're confused about whether somebody's a good person, mm-hmm. whether they are good for your life or good for your friends or good for your surrounding. This is how you know.
Okay.
The first step is good isn't questioned.
Oh. When you care to elaborate on
absolutely.
That?
When somebody is a good person, there's no questions towards it. There's no if or buts or in-betweens of anything. Good isn't questioned because here's the thing. If somebody is so good to you, you would not think about like the back, like
you wouldn't have to think about anything bad. It's if so you're saying if someone is a good person, I wouldn't have to think about the bad qualities because they're a good person.
Yes, you wouldn't have spent any time that you begin to question somebody. Mm-hmm. That's how you know they're not good, because when somebody is a good person, nothing really comes to your mind but them being a good person.
Yeah.
But the moment that you question somebody's character is the moment that you should actually pay attention to those signs. So that's what I think. Good is good. You know when somebody's good and when you know somebody's bad. There is never an in-between about a person. And if you're stuck in between about a person, then usually that person is bad.
Yes. Okay. So
because you wouldn't. Yeah, go ahead.
So if they're leaning, if you're conflicted between, you know, hey, this person's kind of a good guy, but he's had some shitty moments about him, I should just assume that he's a bad guy.
Yes. Not like that. But check this out. So if you're friends with somebody, right?
Yeah.
And every time you guys are hanging out, you're like, oh, okay, you know what? You feel some type of way every time you hang out with this person. Okay. Or you feel some type of, there's always an after emotion after you hang out with the person. And usually your after emotions tell you whether how, if this person is good for you or not. Mm. So when you're hanging out, look at this. When you have good friends around you or good family members, you're like, you're always excited and you leave, like always evaluate the state of how you feel after you hang out with people. That's an after emotion. So after you're done hanging out with these people, how do you really feel after? That's how you know that anytime that you feel conflicted about somebody, remember when somebody is good to you, your good isn't questioned. You didn't have to question it, because when somebody is good, you don't question it. But when somebody makes you feel some type of way, then questions start coming up.
So that leads into your second questionnaire of
whether a person is good or bad.
Whether a person is good or bad.
It's
good or bad.
Yes. So the second thing is your gut. I always say I never question what I don't like.
Ooh.
If I don't like something, I am out. Like my gut is like, hey,
because your instinct, your gut instinct usually tells you when you're right. A lot of people's gut instinct is right.
Absolutely.
So if you're put in a situation where you're a bit uncomfortable and your gut's telling you, yo, get the hell out of this. This is just a really weird environment. Like I would be, you know, get out, you know.
When was there a situation where your gut told you something and you actually didn't listen?
I met a couple group of friends, let's see, like just around the time I'd moved to the city, and my gut was telling me not to go over to their place to hang out with them because it was just like, I just didn't feel like it was a good situation. Like I was like, these people just don't seem like my vibe. They tend to be really, they're just like really with a whole different shit. And that is before I realized city lifestyle versus like small town lifestyle, totally different. And so I was like, oh, they, I ain't with that shit. So I went anyway, not trusting my gut. And it ended up being like the worst event I ever went to. I was just completely over it. I was like, I can't wait to get the fuck out of here.
So eventually your gut was right.
My gut was right. And I was pissed off.
Exactly. I think a little thing that a tip that could help.
My gut was also right about the subway that I didn't want to go to because it was a 24-hour subway. And my gut was saying 24-hour subway, that just sounds unhealthy. And I still went and ate it. And then like the next day I ended up throwing up at the county post office in the line.
Yikes.
And I ended up getting really bad food poisoning because I decided it was a good idea to pick up a freaking 6-inch subway at 2:30 in the morning.
Damn.
That chicken,
you could have just
probably
had cereal.
Yeah. But I was headed to a different town.
So you're like, let me just get some Subway.
Let me just get
24-hour Subway.
But I thought it was fishy because, you know, most Subways are closed at, you know, 10 o'clock or something. But this Subway was open 24 hours and I should have known, like, they probably don't put away their chicken or refresh that shit. It probably just stays there all day. That's probably how I got sick from it.
Oh.
I should have trusted my gut was saying, I mean, you don't have to spend your money. That's what my gut was focused on, the money part.
I was going to say there's sometimes, like, I would go out to eat to a restaurant and I would sit down and I just don't feel like it. So I would just leave. Like, I've walked into Panera. I love Panera, by the way. But I've walked into Panera how many times? And then I'm like, I'm not really feeling Panera. So I just would walk out because I was not feeling it.
That's how I feel about interviews, too. Like, for job interviews. I used to get dressed, went to the morning. And I knew I was like, you know, you have to be 15 minutes late or earlier in order to be considered on time. If you're on time, you're late. So I remember I had an interview at like 10 a.m. And I just like woke up really late. I didn't even realize the time. By the time I got into my car, it was like 9:50, and I was like, I could still make it. It's not that far away from my house and see the traffic. And then I was like, this is just all God telling me to get home. So I went and just like went to go grab something to eat in the morning and chilled in the car, which is my favorite thing to do. Grabbing something from some random place and just hanging out in my car.
Yeah.
And an abandoned parking lot.
So those are examples of, I say, trusting your gut, or as I like to say, don't question what you don't like.
Ooh.
I'm never, here's my thing. I am never, every single time I don't trust my gut, I tend to come around the consequences of not trusting it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be around for consequences when my gut told me the first time, yo, I don't really like this place or I don't like these people. And then I stayed around and then there was consequences to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always said, if I don't like something, I know what I like and I know what I don't like, but I do not stick around for what I don't like. And I will never question if I feel some type of way and I'm like processing it, I'm trying to figure out, but if I don't like it, I'll literally leave the situation or stop being around the situation, and then I'll figure out how I feel. Months will go by, and then later on, something happens, and I'm like, huh,
mm-hmm.
Ain't that funny? Because I was feeling some type of way, and I stayed away from it, and now all of a sudden, life shows you the results of how you felt in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So always, my second thing is do not question what you don't like, and you do not need to explain it to anybody of why you don't like what you like. This is who you are.
Yeah.
Listen to yourself.
I like that. What's number three?
Number three.
Let's get to number trust.
Number three is small things. Keep eye on the small things, okay?
Keep an eye on the small things. Elaborate.
So little things always end up into turning into bigger things. For example, there's small situations where I was around this girl who was a friend of mine. And every single time that I had a crush on somebody, not even lying, and I don't play when it comes to my crushes. And second, what likes me back. They don't like you. When I put that thing on, that thing puts it right back on me. Just letting you know.
I keep that thing close.
I'm telling you already. Whatever likes me, whatever I like tends to like me right back. That's all it is. But here's the thing. Every single time I had a crush on somebody, she would just go behind my back and try to talk to them, my crushes. I'm not even lying to you. She was like a friend of mine from junior high to high school. And there was a situation in high school when I was a junior. There was a boy that I had class with. And me and him started vibing. And I was like, oh my God, yeah. I was like, I really like this guy from my class. And I told her about it. Homegirl, one of my friends had a party over the weekend and I didn't go. I just didn't like partying in high school. I wasn't doing anything. I was a nerd. I'm going to be real. I liked my education. So I was home chilling on Facebook on a Saturday night. And all of a sudden, I see homegirl posted up sitting on my dude's lap.
She belongs to the streets.
On your dude's lap.
Oh, my crush. I literally told her that week in school. And then all of a sudden, on the weekend, on that Saturday, I see her sitting on his lap. I was that day is the last day I stopped being friends with that girl, because it was always little, like every single crush that I had, she would always find a way, try to talk to them. And I told her so many times, and back in my head, I was like, you're not me. They don't like you. And I was like, I don't know why you try to always try to go get
one up you.
Like, who asked? Like, she was in a competition with me that I didn't even see. Sis, I'm in a competition with myself. I don't know you. I don't compete with other women. Never have and never will. Dead ass. So it was like the small things that always like added up. It's always some little thing every single time. And those small things end up adding to bigger and bigger things. Like, imagine
if you had kept her as a friend, then she would slide into every dude that you were involved with, even romantically.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Imagine if I fell in love with somebody and they were my boyfriend and homegirl was trying to talk to a guy that I actually was in love with. Like, it would get to that. Because if this is what you're doing with boys that I'm not with, imagine if it was somebody that I was actually in love with.
Those are the girls that...
And let's be real. True friends, you never have the same taste in men. Like, you don't have the same taste. When it comes to your real friends, you guys do not have the same taste in men. And what your friend like, you're happy for what your friend likes.
Yeah, and honestly, I feel like if you guys do meet a guy that you both end up liking, I either feel like you compromise by dibs...
That's true.
You compromise by
and
dibs.
Respect the dibs.
And respect the dibs at all times. The minute somebody says dibs, it's
dibs. You're out.
any sort of attraction in the fanny flutters that you have needs to hit the negative mark.
That's true.
Bring that shit down. You're not turned down no more.
Hey, yo, DJ, cut the beat.
They're your brother now. But
and also, what is so interesting about what your friend likes?
But also, what I was going to say before we get to that is, and if you feel the, because we, there are times where attraction comes in, even though you don't want it to be there. I feel like if you expect yourself to be like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, I don't think both of us should be messing with him because I'm going to feel some type of way because I'm still like romantically involved. I mean, like, no, how am I trying to make sense? Basically, I'm just trying to say, like, if there's a guy you guys are into and you both saw the same guy, you either call the dibs or you both compromise to not talk to that guy, to just be like friends with that guy. Because I don't want it. Because then if you call the dibs and she starts resenting you, if you call the dibs and she starts resenting you, then it's not worth your friendship over some guy you just met who you're probably and just going to hang out and hook
that's
up with
true.
Time.
And also, there's so many boys around the world and so many girls around the world that you just don't need to be around what your friends like.
Exactly.
Like, I feel like it's never that deep to ruin your friendship over a relationship, especially if he's 5'8". I'm just saying, it happened before. I'm just have some respect for
especially
me.
Especially if he's 5'8".
I'm kidding. So I have nothing against short kings, but I'm saying small things, keep an eye on the little things because the little things always add up to bigger things.
It could, yeah, and in that situation, that's a potentially bad thing.
I would have, you know, look,
a fight.
Going back, I'm not lying to you, going back to high school, I should have beat the ish out of that girl. I should have.
That's a fight. I would have been like, what the fuck do you want from me?
I swear to God, it was, you guys, I'm not even lying to you. She had no friends or nothing. I met her when we were in seventh grade, and she was friends with me until, like, my junior years when I went zip, because, but literally, since I was 12 years old to until I was, like, 16 years old, you've been bugging.
Yeah.
Like, you was an op from the jump. You was an op. And I
was, that wasn't your friend from the jump.
That was no friend from the jump. I think she was just jealous of how popular I was.
Yeah. I think she wanted what you want. She didn't want
She wanted
you.
To be me. She didn't want the boys. She wanted to be me. Honestly, if I look back at it, I think she wanted to be me. But I was kind and you was a hating ass hoe.
Yeah.
Like, that's the difference. You can't be me if you hating. Focus on yourself. And I really, like my little brother said, it was such a smart thing for him to say. And I thought, he's 18. So I was like, damn, that's like really smart at his age to say something. He said he would rather have people who think they're better than him around him, like look physical wise. He's like, why would I want somebody with a low self-esteem? Because they're going to always look at me. But if somebody's obsessed with themselves, they're never going to see me. And I can chill with that. And I would rather have somebody who is obsessed with their self, like likes who they are versus somebody who doesn't. And I was like, that's true. I would rather have friends that are like, oh, look at me and how I'm looking versus like, oh, you looking like that.
Your friends are supposed to hype, be there for you.
Friends that don't compliment. I'm going to let y'all roll right now. Friends that don't compliment you ain't your freaking friends
or worse,
at all.
The friends that know you don't look good when you go out. And they let you go out looking like a clown, and they're not your friends. They're there to sabotage you, dog. Because I would have, and I expect the same sort of reciprocity, whatever. I accept the same sort of love if I'm telling Emily, hey, Emily, I'm telling you right now, that shirt is a no-go.
No, you know what you told me before? One time, one of my friends laid my wig down, and the edges were so low, and Henny, I came back, and Henny was like... Henny sees me at her house. What the fuck?
I remember that.
You're like, what the hell, bro? Why are the edges laid that low? And then we had to fix it.
Yeah.
I remember.
I knew, I'm not going to bring Amalay into the situation to, one, embarrass herself, and two, embarrass me by association. Yes. So I was like, no, because then I'm going to have to ride. And I'm not going to say, hey, I don't know who that girl is with the weird edges. She's on her own.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to do that.
Henny, I don't think you can hide because your face says, every if my looks are a killer, it says it on her face. If my looks ain't, it says it on her face.
It's true. Well,
she'll just be like,
I can't keep
my look.
I don't even think I can keep a good poker face. But if I see you looking, I'd be like,
busted. You like,
I'm gonna let you know right now, girl. Take that shit off.
You look terrible.
You look disgusting.
Exactly. So the small things, keep an eye on the small things and small little notices. Like I said, those small things eventually, they kind of are a window to who the person is.
Yeah.
So small things is just remember, small things, keep an eye on them because they're like a window to
the
person.
Keep an eye on the little things before they become a big problem.
Yeah. LaFloro is called...
Una LaFloro. Let's go.
It's called Excuses.
Excuses, excuses, excuses.
And this is any time that you try to figure out whether a person is good for you or bad for you, there's a lot more excuses for the person for why they treat you the way they treat you. Like, you can be like... Henny can be like, for example, oh, somebody's like, Amelia was rude to you. And then she's like, no, 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 no. That's just like who she is. She doesn't mean it. It's her personality. So you have a lot of more negative qualities that overshadow anything good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, you have to look at the person, especially if they're like driving you insane and you cannot figure out who the person is. If you got more negative qualifications about this person and not a single good thing, like, that person is bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad person. Because like I said, when somebody's good for you, you know that they are good for you. You can name qualities. Here's the thing. You know what's the best thing about knowing somebody when they're really good for you? You feel it inside of you. Like, when somebody's good, you feel the goodness from them.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody is making you feel some type of way and you're conflicted, you say it more and you talk about it more. Because you and I, we're really good friends. So I don't
are
really...
we?
Yeah.
I guess didn't get the memo.
Sorry. I guess I give more love than Henny does. But Henny, I feel the love with Henny. You know what I mean? I feel the good, like she's a good person. We're both good for each other. I can feel it. It's when I'm always talking about Henny and there's always like a problem I have every single time. And I can't seem to shut the hell up about this person. I'm like, oh my God, you won't believe what they did. Oh my God, today they did this. Oh my God. This is something recent within my own life where somebody was literally driving me crazy and I could not stop talking about it every single day. It was just consuming me. And I was like, I have to tell every single person in my family. Do you know how terrible this is? I wake up every day with a headache. I can't believe this person did this and this. Like, I was so conflicted all the time about it. So I realized I don't want to drive myself crazy off of this person's actions. I'm saying they're not my actions and they're not a reflection of me. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing this to me. They're doing it to me. So I had like a lot more negative things to say about the person versus anything good. I couldn't even name. I'm telling you, I couldn't name a single good thing about this person. Like, not a single damn thing.
Damn.
I couldn't stand them for the life of me. If I can beat ass and not get sued, I do it.
I do it.
I do it.
You do it.
The revenge, you know what was my revenge? Leaving. I wanted to dip.
You left the situation.
I wanted to dip from the situation. I never want to see this person. So it's like, and I honestly, like, you can make excuses for people. Excuses is just you trying to deflect what's really happening.
Yeah.
It's just a deflection.
It's just a deflection from you admitting that
there's not, like, you can't,
there's not,
something off.
Yeah, there's something off.
There's something off.
They're not exactly a good person.
That they're not a good person at all. That's what I'm saying. It's, you cannot make excuses. Here's the thing. When somebody is good for you, there's no excuses, because you know why? You feel it within your soul.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody is bad for you, you can't stop mentioning how bad they are. Even whether that's to within you or to your family or your friends,
mm-hmm.
that's the thing. It could be like every day you just think about it and you're like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I can't stand this motherfucker. I swear to God. It's like, oh God, please, today I'm plaguing you, God. Please let me have a good day. And don't let them mess up my mood. Don't let them mess up my workflow.
Mm-hmm.
None of that stuff. So it's like you always have more negative qualifications will outweigh whether this person is bad. And that's how you know they're just bad for you. Mm-hmm. They might not be bad for everybody, but okay. Your soul and their soul do not align.
Okay.
So quit with the excuses, mommy.
Get
and
rid
pappy
of that shit.
And get rid of these, okay? Get rid of them.
You don't need them.
You never need them.
So there's one more, right? Because there's five, right?
There's five.
Let me hear the last one.
So number five is something that personally I experienced. I said that good makes you want to be better.
Better makes you best, but never let the good come to rest, because the good is better and the better is best.
To freedom!
Dang. Thank you, vocabulary.
Snap. Exactly.
Thank you, vocabulary.
Good people make you want to become a better person. For example, growing up my entire life, I've always struggled with friends. And having fake friends is something that I learned to really protect myself, because they would try to use how much, like, because I knew so many people, one, and I was super outgoing, and they try to use what I have. And it's like, I put in work to be outgoing. I put in work to be a kind person and get to know all these people. Fake friends would just kind of see what I have more than who I was as a person. Mm. So they try to get at what I was having. So I ended up like literally just protecting myself of these people. I was like, you know what? I'm never going to open up to a friend, because every time I meet a bitch, she's trying to beat me. And I was like, I can't have these hoes trying to beat me. Mm-hmm. I want these hoes to be beside me, mm-hmm. and rule with me. But I don't need you to be me at all. And I don't need you to take what I have. So I ended up becoming, I think it was until I was in college that Henny and I reunited. And then I have another friend, Honey, who's really a good person too. So Henny and Henny, I know I have two honeys and Henny. It's confusing, but they're my best friends. And Sunday. And Sunday is one of my good friends.
Shout out to you, Sunday.
We miss you.
Love you.
So Henny, this one right here that I do pal talk with, Henny has the, her, she's a good person. This is how she made me better. Henny thinks about, it really is true.
Start crying.
I'll tell you it.
You know, I don't like getting emotional because I'm super shy. But, Confessions of a Shy Girl. Put the A in the period. I just want to put a little bit of self-marketing.
Go ahead.
I have an email called Confessions of a Shy Girl. We put a period between A and shy so it doesn't sound like Ashy Girl. Not Confessions of Ashy Girl. Confessions of a dot shy girl one at gmail.com, because someone decided to just take the regular shy girl. If you guys have got any shy girl stories, a little shy stuff going on, truly share your shy space.
Because Henny's a shy girl.
Because I'm so shy. I call myself an introverted person.
Oh, what?
I'm introverted till I'm put in this position where I have to be outgoing, but really deep inside I'm ingoing with myself. I'm introverted myself.
I'm gonna let you have that
little thing before we come back. It's a little break, a little commercial break before we go to the seriousness. Confessions of a Shy Girl, share your story, put the period right between A and shy.
Okay.
And now we're back. Tell me about how much you love me so that I can just, you know, like, get that shit in my head and just like fall in love with myself all over again.
So if you're coming back, I'm talking about number 5 on the list, and it's called Good Makes You Wants to Be Better. And I'm talking about how Henny, who I do the podcast with, and then Honey, who's my other friend. They're two of my best friends. So growing up, I didn't really, like I said, I had friends who didn't have the best interest in my heart and who didn't want to protect me as a person. So I ended up having to protect myself. Mm. And I was very, very careful about who I want to be friends with, because I was so sick and tired of every time I give it all to these friends, like my friendships, I would give it all. I'd be honest. I'm a good friend. And then they would just always do something that just would fuck it up, mm-hmm. every single time. So I learned to literally protect myself from it. So I ended up becoming friends. Me and Henny reunited in college, and then Honey, I met her in college. So Henny, this one right here. So she, what I really like about her is the fact that she always thinks about other people. Like, to me, I'm like, yeah, F these people. I'm gonna do what I want to please. And she's like, okay, but how's that gonna make that person feel? And I was like, what? Yeah, what you mean? Yeah, I'm like, what you mean? How they feel? How about how I feel? And she's like, but your actions have consequences to it. You should really think about other people. So what I've learned is to be a better, from her, what I've learned to how to become a better person is I think about other people now. I'm not really selfish with how I feel. I'm like, you know what? Even though I'm feeling this type of way, I want to become a better person and think about this other person. Mm. So that's what I've learned from you. And from Honey, Honey's like, just like her name, she's super sweet.
She is.
She's super sweet and she's very smart. What I learned about Honey is that what made me want to become a better person is she really pays attention to detail. She's a giving person. I remember elephants was like my favorite thing when I was 18. And for my 18th birthday, she ended up buying me. She's the first friend who gave me a gift for my birthday, by the way. So I'm just saying. That holds a special spot in my heart.
Her heart.
So Honey ended up buying me these elephant earrings, and I will never forget because I got so emotional.
Did you end up keeping those earrings or did you lose them?
Hey, you mean my business. Hey. Stick to the story.
Honey, did you hear that?
I was 18, bro. Okay. But anyways, so Honey got me these elephant earrings and I got so emotional because I was like,
did you cry in front of her?
Yeah, I did cry because I was so emotional. I was so shocked. I was like, yo, you remember that I like elephants and you got me earrings? That's, and I was like, nice, you really thing. Thought about me? Like, I never had no friend who gave me a birthday gift like you, the best friend in the whole wide world. That's how I felt. So honey made me think about paying attention to other people. And like, if somebody mentions something, it's about giving. That's what she taught me, is to give other people, like to really be there when you're there for people and to give more than like you can take from people.
I think when you're surrounded with good, positive people, it just like helps you become a better individual. Like, I'm really thankful to have you and Sunday and even the people from my old town to be friends with and call you guys like my gals. it's just nice to have you guys, because then I know like when I'm acting like a fool or anything like that, or even if I'm on my down days, it's nice to have girls who are just like call me and check in on me. And like, that's the love that we have for each other, to call and check in on you because you know that they care about you. It shows that they're like very, very positive individuals that aren't kind of takers. They're more like they give just as much as they take.
Yeah, it's a balance.
And you need that balance. I think if you constantly are with somebody who you feel like you have to give me money, take me this place, give me that place. And then when it comes down to, and you're at a low point in your life and you're like, hey, can you help me with this? And they don't give you that same energy back. Then they were using you, and that they were just there to, you know, like for their enjoyment. It's kind of like, hey, you know, she's around, she's going to help me. She always answers her phone and stuff like that. But I'm not about to give that same energy because she's an acquaintance of mine and I'm her friend.
Mm. Sister Henny spitting right there. That's absolutely
true. Because they can, like, I want a friend who can call me a friend back and mean it.
Ooh.
I
got an ice box where my heart used to be.
I don't want a friend who I call a friend and they call me an acquaintance behind the back.
An afterthought. Yeah.
I don't need to an afterthought. I need you to be there for me when I need you, just like I'll be there for you when you need me.
Yeah.
That's a friend.
And it's the energy is not draining.
No.
That is the best thing in the world.
Even if you don't even spend every day with each other.
Yeah.
You can come back, you know, 2 years from now, I still click, because that's the real true friendship.
Exactly. I've always felt in my old friendships that I was really drained, and I couldn't wait to go home. Like every time, this is like my gut. Every time I hung out with them, the only thing I was looking forward to is to go home.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be around them. I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll hang out. But I was like, can I go home now? Like, I don't want to be here. My energy was just like, I just want to leave. But then now when I hang out with my friends, I want to stay and have a good time. That's what I noticed when I was starting to hang out with you a lot more, was like, every single time I'm like, man, I'm having a good time. I'm going to see Henny next time. Oh, today was so much fun. I'm going to see Henny next time. It's like, I always look forward to hanging out with you. And it never felt like my energy was drained. It never felt like I was being taken advantage of. I've never in my moment, I'm so thank God for this, that I've never felt like I have to leave. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I have to leave. Every time I hang out with Henny or Honey or Sunday and all of us hang out, even to this day, my energy has never felt like I was drained by my friends. I'm like, I'm ready to go home. And for the first time in my life, I love my friends back. Hey. Like, I love them so much. I've never had friends that I love. At first, I was like, man, I gotta go. You hoes is fake. Fuck out of here. I'm dipping. I'm talking shit on Tumblr because that's the only place I really was talking shit. I couldn't let people know how I was feeling.
Oh, my God.
I literally was on Tumblr because I just didn't want nobody to know how I was feeling. I used to, like, fake friends. I was like, yeah. But Tumblr taught me a lot about how to read people. And that's when I was like, I would go home and I was spending more time on YouTube, on Tumblr, just to figure out who I was and what I was doing. And then it's the fact that I enjoyed other spaces outside of hanging out with those people.
Yeah.
So that's my other thing. Good makes you want to be better. Like, anytime that you're around positive energy. Also, before I, you know, dive into that, how is your energy? I'm just saying, because you can always talk about other people's energy. You can always talk about how other people are this or that. But how are you? Mm-hmm. And what's your energy like? And are you giving more than you're taking? Mm-hmm. And are you being honest in your friendships with other people? If you're a hater, honestly, like, there's no reason to go, mess up somebody else's life just because you feel in some type of way. If you cannot hang out with your friends and let them win or talk to people without you feeling some type of way, then you're not a good friend to that person. So double check yourself before you want to check other people, before you want to tell somebody else, oh, they're being a hater. watch your actions and reflect on you and self-analyze and be self-aware of your actions and how they're making somebody else feel. We cannot be in a world where it's always they, because eventually somebody is the person doing the they, and you can't be out here on social media talking about they're haters or they hate me. How do you feel? Because when I'm around my friends, I don't feel no hater shit. So you got to make sure that when you're around your friends, that you're not the one being hater, or you're not the one who's trying to one up your friend or embarrass them in front of company. Mm-hmm. Like if you try to embarrass your friend in front of company, that's then know that you're friend. Not friends with that person. Yeah. So double check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Period.
That's all I'm saying. So those are the qualities of.
Can we get each one just so that we can kind of get a recap? Because all of them are really great. I just want the title of each of them so that,
yeah,
you know,
So the first one is good isn't questioned. The second one is your gut. Listen to it. I always say don't question what you don't like. Mm-hmm. Number three is small things. Keep eye on the little habits that eventually will build up to the small little. Mm-hmm. Habits.
Keep an eye on the small things that will build up to into a big problem.
Thank you. And then the fourth one is excuses. And then that the fact that anytime that you're making excuses for people, it's like their negative quality outweighs like the positive. There's no balance between their good or their bad. And then the fourth one is good makes you better, which is saying that the company that you are around and the people that you surround yourself with, if they're not making you a better person, or you're the company who's not making other people a better person, then double check that company. Or yourself. So those are Emily's little tips on whether to figure it out if somebody's a good person or a bad person.
You know, actually,
for you.
Check your energy too.
Yeah.
Check your energy.
Absolutely.
Before you check another person's, and then check that person's, and then come back to yours, and then rinse and repeat like shampoo and conditioner. But you should be putting on conditioner while you wash your body and wash your legs. I'm sick and tired of people saying honey. That they don't wash their legs. And that's that. And that's that.
Okay. So, yeah, those are my tips about whether somebody is a good person or a bad person for you personally. Mm-hmm. And also remember, good is you want to give. Always yes. Remember, like, it also be self-aware of your own actions. Honestly, you can't be like, this person's toxic or not toxic for you if you're not double checking your energy.
Yeah.
Always be self-aware of your actions, because at the end of the day, you can go like hang out with people and be like, oh, they made me feel this type of way. But then how did you make them feel? Because you can say, oh, they made me feel this and that. But then how did you make them feel as a person?
Yep.
So it's always a give and take. Reflect on yourself. Change who you want to be. Try to be better. If you want to be a good person, it is the easiest thing on earth, honestly, just to be good. It's small things that are being consciously aware, like your siblings, for example. If you grew up in a family where it's like you're not really helping your siblings out, or it's always, no, get out of my room. Instead, you can just ask your siblings like, oh, how's your day? Even if you have like tensions between you guys, just make sure that you're helping each other out. If you want to be good to the world, start with like the home that you live in.
Oh, I like that.
Thanks.
Home is where the heart is. Hashtag #HOME. I was trying to put the acronym and then I ended up spelling home in my head.
I know, I was like, where are you?
I didn't know.
So yeah, that
we are back. You know what the deal is. Every episode, we talk about a lady of the hour and a gentleman of the night. People that we feel have influenced us this week. So we want to give them a little recognition, show some love and appreciation, and tell them, you know, like, call me. I'm just kidding. Tell them just to give a shout out at the end of the day. So, Emily, we're going to start with you. Who's your lady of the hour, gentleman of the night? Pick one.
It's going to be lady of the hour.
Okay.
And my lady hour goes out to my aunt. Mm. I should say my aunts, because they've been really, but I'm going to go for my aunt right now. She always texts me every single morning. Good morning, beautiful. Good evening, beautiful. Hi, how are you? How are you doing? So I want to, which means aunt in Somali. So I want to give a shout out to my aunt for always being so lovely and for always thinking about me. And I want to give a shout out to all my aunts, because my family are the only people who truly know besides my friends, they're the ones who really know what's going on with my life. And I'm glad that I have a support system who's always like down for a nigga. So shout out to my family. I love you guys so much. And shout out to my aunt. And thank you for always texting me. Good morning, beautiful. Every single morning, guys. Every single morning for the past, I think, like 4 months now. So I appreciate all text messages. And I do tell her she's beautiful, too, on the inside and outside. And shout out to all the good people and all the good women out there and men.
I would like to give a shout out. I would also like to give a shout out to a lady. I know normally we'd pick gentlemen of the night, but I'm going to actually pick a lady myself. And I'm going to give a shout out to our social media manager, Day. I think Day is one of the hardest working women I've ever met. The fact that she can work a job or two, go school full time,
yeah,
somehow manage to promote us and give us good episodes and come to our office and hang out with us when we're taking shitty pictures. She even came and like recorded a music video with us that is never going to be shown in the public because that's a triple thing. That's a thing that we keep for ourselves. But at least like she was always there for ride for us. So I want to give a shout out today. I want to give a quick shout out today and let her know that we appreciate you here at Pal Talk Real Talk.
Thank you for always being positive vibes.
Yeah, and I appreciate her with everything in me. She's an OG fan. I consider her one of the OG fans. And that's why she got moved to social media manager because she kind of knows what the fuck she's doing. She set up her whole Instagram account, which, by the way, you should be already on it. Why aren't you following it? Do you hate us? Do you hate me? Do you hate your mom? Because that goes back to your mom. If you hate us, you hate Pal Talk, it's like you hate your mom. Just so don't hate your mom, still love your mom. Stop playing around with this horseshit game and follow the Gmail.
What?
No. Sorry. Follow the Instagram account. I'm so out of it. No, follow the Instagram account. Support everybody. If I stick a gun to your head, you better be on that Pal Talk Real Talk Instagram page saying I already followed it. Hit the comment section and put likes on the account. So what's good?
Yeah. And you can always message us on either paltalkrealtalk@gmail.com or our Instagram page at Pal Talk Real Talk. You can hit us up with messages. You know, if you're going through it and you like, I need advice.
We take
confessions
of a dot shy girl @gmail.com
because Henny
confessions
claims
of a dot shy girl.
You're claiming you're shy.
Confessions of a period shy girl @gmail.com with the account and username and all the information is on my Twitter name, which is @henuism. If you follow that, that's cool. If you don't, then you know you're missing out some great content. And with that, we're gonna conclude this week's episode of Pal Talk Real Talk. As always, take care of yourself, be kind to one another, and take care of your mental health. And as always, do something good.
Whatever.